Well, Jerry, you referred to the fact that, indeed, the days are getting shorter. The sun is coming up a little later and setting a little earlier.
There you go.
And
that makes for a shorter day,
doesn't it?
It
does, just a little bit.
And
sure
you know, this guy never got,
well,
got a degree from A&M. He can pick that up right away.
Real good.
All right. Now, when that happens, that that means something to plants.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, what it does to us, it means that we don't get as long to have fun when we get home from work or whatever, or maybe go to work, it's a little darker. But that means something to plants. Certain plants are stimulated by going into the short days, and they can actually recognize that. Man has figured that out, and that's one of the ways that they get poinsettias. And poinsettia is one of these plants that are stimulated into bloom or into color, so to speak, by these changes in the day length. And they have simulated this short day, and that way he can get poinsettias and stuff to color up a little bit quicker. You know, used to we only sold poinsettias for Christmas, now you sell them for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And they do this by what we call black clothing, or giving them an artificial longer nighttime temperature, or nighttime length. And all of this is just a bunch of rhetoric to indicate that this is what also causes the marimoms, the new marigolds that we've talked about several times on the show before. That is also what stimulates them to bloom more profusely than any marigold that any other annual that
mm-hmm.
we have on
yep.
the market. And I'm putting it up against anything, including a chrysanthemum. Now, the problem with chrysanthemum, we don't want to badmouth them too bad, because, if you get a big one, or if you planted chrysanthemums or mums last spring, you're into a big plant now, and they're going to bloom, and they're going to be real
yep.
pretty. But if you plant them this time of year, especially if you start with small plants, they too are affected by this shortening day length, and they will also form buds. Now, the difference in those is that the marigold has the ability to form a bud and then breaks lateral branches or side branches and actually become a bigger and better bush.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the chrysanthemum, when it sets a bud, it stops branching,
yeah.
and now you got just a little old bud on a stem, so it's a mess. They should never be sold as small transplants. Now, if you get a big gallon transplant of a mum, that's fine. And you plant those in mass, you can have a pretty nice color display. But that is the key on the marimoms. And the people have embraced those greatly this year. I was riding around this week, as a matter of fact, yesterday, looking around at some of the plantings that we have. And as I said, you know, you think about this time of year, we got some ugly coming from here till November.
Yes.
I mean, because it's too late, it's too early, we're going to be too hot to plant pansies and petunias and things like that. The vinca and periwinkle, some of those things, the water's killed those.
Mm-hmm.
And so
yeah.
we're looking at dirt ugly until, and so people are beginning to figure that out. They said,
yeah,
hey,
pretty ugly.
I think I'll just get some of those marimums and plant in there, even though they won't last probably till the middle of December or middle of November, and we can take those out then and plant our fall annuals. So people have embraced this.
You need to start working on the first frost.
Uh-oh, do I?
Yeah.
It's only August, guys.
I know that, but, you know, we got to make well. Oh, those of us who are serious gardeners, we plan way ahead.
Is that right? Okay,
yeah.
Well, I just don't come up with these. I have to have a feeling.
I have to start thinking about it. Right.
I have to have a feeling. This is scientific. You know, it's not scientific like y'all do. Turn on the Weather Channel up here see what that cute gal is saying tonight. You know, she could be saying anything. Same way with the onion transplants. We better finish that up right quick.
Okay.
You know, they bulb according to when we're moving from short day into longer day.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll bulb next year. So for that reason, we should never plant onion transplants in the fall.
Okay.
Because they'll flower next spring. But well, that's a story unto itself, which we'll take up another day.
Yeah.
But if you're going to plant onion transplants, you should never plant them anyway in the fall. But if you're going to plant those, be sure that you're going to use them for green onions and not expect
yep.
a big bulb from them. So
okay.
come on, join us tonight at the Person's Garden Club. It starts at 7 o'clock, and we'll be glad to see you. And my group will sit over in one corner because you'll know the other group, and you might even want to join that wild crowd.
Okay, thank you much. Time's gone. Dr. Jerry Parsons, area vegetable specialist with the Extension Service. He'll join us again next Monday.